The story of Yutesh Kislev. Please join me to go back in time and experience the miraculous story of Yutesh Kislev, beginning with joining the Alter Rebbe on Rosh Hashanah, the year of Tov Kuf Nun Tes, 1798. The Hasidim are sensing something serious in the tefillahs of the Alter Rebbe. It was Cholamoed Sukkos that a special armed officer arrived in Lyoshna.
Rabbi Zalman, you are under arrest. Come with me.
I will slip out the side door and find myself a quiet place to think things over. The officer returned to his headquarters, empty-handed. That night, now I must consult Mitreb Shmuel Munkus. Reb Shmuel, I must discuss something with you now.
Rebbe, what's the geschehen? Rebbe, what happened?
Listen carefully, Reb Shmuel. Soldiers last night came to arrest me. I've been thinking things over. I have decided that if the soldiers return, I will allow myself to be arrested.
Oy vey, Rebbe, was wird sein? What's going to be?
It was Simchas Torah, and the Chassidim again sent something serious in the air. All of this seriousness affected the joyfulness of Yom Tov and left the Chassidim with an uneasy feeling. Mitzoy Isruchag, the soldiers returned.
You are under arrest. You have to come with me immediately into the iron wagon waiting for you outside.
I will not hide. I will stay very calm. I have made a firm decision to meet this challenge, even if it means that I go on Mesiras Nefesh. This will put my leadership and all that I stand for to the test. I am determined to pave the road of Mesiras Nefesh for my Hasidim and for the Hasidish way of life. I am ready. Seated in the infamous black wagon, which was reserved by the Tsarist regime for the rebels who were accused of capital punishment. The black wagon was covered on all sides with heavy black metal panels. It had no windows, and it was designed to throw fear on all those that saw it. Guarded by policemen, the black wagon clanked its way down the highway towards Petersburg. The Hasidim were angry, but they never gave up hope. On that same night, his Hasidim gathered in a house of a wise and older Hasid.
Hasidim, come inside. We have something important to discuss. Please, Rebbe, sit down. We are now going to decide how to help our Rebbe, who is now on the way to jail. We are going to decide takonas to live by. Reb Baruch, we'll begin with you. You are the oldest chassid here. Any suggestions?
Yes. I feel we have to be totally devoted, physically, spiritually, and materially, to rescuing the Alter Rebbe and to save Chassidus Chabad.
Okay, Reb Baruch, I agree. Let me write this down. Who's next?
Yes, Reb Tzal. I think that whether a chassid is young or is old, must accept these decisions we are making tonight.
Good, I agree with that. Let me write that down, too. I would also like to add that all the decisions that we make tonight should last as long as the Rebbe remains in prison. Any other suggestions?
Yes. I feel that all the Hasidim should fast every Monday and Thursday, unless they are physically unable to.
Okay. I agree. I will also write that down.
I feel that on weekdays, we should only eat bread and drink water, and on Shabbos, we should only eat one cooked dish at each Seuda meal.
That's okay. I agree on that. It makes sense. Anybody else?
Well, I'm suggesting, Rabbi Tzalo, there should be no more engagements made, and also those weddings that have already been fixed should be celebrated with only one course, without meat, and with only 10 people participating. Do you agree, Rabbi Tzalo?
Yes, that's very important. I agree with that. Rabbi Shlomo, please pass me a pencil. Thank you.
I think, Rabbi Tzalo, it's important that every Melamed should say Tillim with his students every day and explain to them the story of how the false accusations led to the arrest of the Rebbe, and also to explain that the arrest was caused by the sins of our generation.
Okay, I agree. I'll write that down, too. In fact, I would like to add that each Chassid should tell his wife and his children and all the members of his household this story and add how the Alter Rebbe is suffering and to explain how praiseworthy it is to share in the suffering of the Alter Rebbe. Any more suggestions?
I think, and I'm sure that everybody will agree with me that each Chassid should be very, very careful in paying a regular maimed, the monthly donations to upkeep his Rebbe, the Rebbe's household. So that's one thing. The other thing is to send money to the Hasidim who have already moved to Eretz Yisrael so that they may continue to learn Torah and serve Hashem. What do you think of that?
Now, Reb Shmuel, that's a brilliant, brilliant idea. I wholly agree to that suggestion. I feel that each man should list all the silver and gold vessels and jewelry that he owns, because we may need to use it in the near future.
Dober, do you want to say something?
Yes, Rabbi Thalo. All of us here have agreed that you are trustworthy, and we appoint you to be the one to collect the funds and to oversee the fulfillment of all these decisions.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I feel very honored. I also wish to add one last takon of Chas V'Shalom, one of the Hasidim who passed away during this time. All the men should go and immerse themselves in the mikveh and then speak to the deceased. That his neshama, his soul, should ascend to Shemayim. He'll be a shliach, an emissary of our community. His purpose to be to visit the place in Shemayim, the Baal Shem Tov and the Mezritcha Magid, and to tell them that our Rebbe is in prison and the teachings of Hasidus are under a terrible threat. Do you all agree to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we conclude the 9 takonas.
The committee then set up 3 groups. The first one was to be involved in rescuing the Alter Rebbe from prison. Also, to send spies secretly to Peterburg, Vilna and Shklov for the purpose to gather intelligence and information. The second group, who were committed to raising the funds and monies to support the rescue of the Alter Rebbe, to support the Alter Rebbe's family, Beis Rebbe, and also to raise money to be sent to the Hasidim who had left for Eretz Yisrael and are now dedicating their lives to the study of Torah. All the money raised were to be sent to the fund called Reb Meir Baal HaNes. The third group was to be in charge of protecting the teachings and the customs of Hasidim, of helping to keep up the morale of Hasidim, by helping spread the teachings of the Alter Rebbe and traveling through the cities and villages and explaining the Rebbe's philosophy of Chabad. And now, back to the story. It was Thursday night when the Black Wagon took the Altareba from Lyozhna on its way to Peterburg. They traveled all night. At around 10:30 the next morning, on Erev Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, around 6 hours before candlelighting time, there was a noise coming from the inside of the wagon.
Wagon drivers, please stop the wagon right here until after Shabbos.
No way! You are our prisoner! We are not stopping this wagon! We have been giving strict orders to deliver you today!
You are giving me no choice! It is time for me to welcome in the Holy Shabbos.
The axle of the wagon broke.
Hey, what happened? Hey, Ivan! You told me you put no axles on the wagon this morning, huh?
Petro, I did put no axles on this morning.
Ivan, you must fix it now.
No sooner had they repaired them, one of the horses collapsed and died.
Ivan, bring 2 young horses from the closest town.
Yes, boss.
Ivan, I see the new horses cannot move the wagon. It seems to be stuck. You know what I realize, Ivan?
What, boss?
We are dealing with a holy man. It is impossible to move on with this journey against his will. Hey, you back there. Could we make a detour to a nearby village and spend the next day there?
No, I do not agree. However, I will partially agree that the wagon should be taken off the highway into the closest field.
That spot where the Altareba spent Shabbos was about 3 miles from the village of Rudnia, near the town of Nevel. Many years later, an old chassid called Michoel of Nevel retold this story at a Fabringen.
Okay, the mice gate are there.
Michael, half English.
What's half English? Okay. Listen, I am able to pinpoint the exact place where the Alter Rebbe spent that lonely Shabbos. In fact, when I first traveled to that place in the woods, I noticed something very, very interesting. All the trees on the road were either dead or drooping on both sides of the road. But exactly that memorable spot where the Alter Rebbe stayed Shabbos is marked by a tall, tall tree with lots and lots of thick leaves.
And now, back to the story. The Alter Rebbe arrives in Peterburg.
Take out the prisoner and take him directly to the secret cells of this dreaded Peter Paul Fortress.
The Alter Rebbe spent over 7 weeks there. During the first 3 weeks, he was held under severe conditions, like someone who had rebelled against the Tsar and was already condemned. One day, he had a visitor.
Rabbi, do you know why we are treating you like this? Huh? Maybe you can tell me.
Okay. Well, we can justify our actions. Because one of the main charges against you is that you raised funds for Russia's enemy, the Turks. And you sent money to Israel, which is now under the Turkish rule. And Turkey is our enemy.
These interrogations took place not in the Peter Paul Fortress, but in the headquarters of the tiny Soviets, the secret council located on the other side of the river, called Neva. The Alter Rebbe was taken across the river many times by boat, However, on one of these occasions, he was crossing the river at night.
Mr. Ferryman, stop the boat. I must stand in order to say the blessing on the new moon called Kiddush Levona.
Oh, no way! You're a condemned prisoner, and I don't have to listen to you. And besides, we must get to the other side immediately, so...
If I want to, I can stop the boat myself.
Oh, really?
After the ferryman again refused to listen to the Alter Rebbe, the boat suddenly stopped by itself.
Hey, what happened here?
It is time for me to say the Tilim Kapitel Kuf Memches before the bracha of Kiddush Levona, but I will not say the bracha itself.
Hallelujah.
When the Alter Rebbe finished that kapitel, the boat continued on its way.
Mr. Ferryman, I'm asking you for the final time. Please stop the boat.
Listen, prisoner. Rabbi. What will you give me in exchange for this favor to stop the boat for you, huh?
I will give you a blessing of long life. Enjoy together with lots of wealth. And I will also write this down on this note for you to keep. Here, take it.
Okay, Rabbi. That sounds fair. I'll stop the boat now.
Baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Ribono Shel Olam, Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Many years later, the ferryman rose to a high position of power. He enjoyed a long life with lots of prosperity. He treasured that note and kept it in a heavy gold frame. In fact, many years later, during the time of the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, the famous Chosid Reb Dov Zev of Yekaterinoslav saw that note hanging up in the house of a squire who happened to be the son of the ferryman. The Friedeker Rebbe asked, why did the Alter Rebbe, when he stopped the boat the first time, only say the Kapitel Tehillim, which is said before the bracha of Kiddush Levona, and not the Kiddush Levona itself? The Friedeker Rebbe explained that the Alter Rebbe wanted to fulfill mitzvahs in its natural order, which in this case would be that the ferryman himself would stop the boat, not by the Alter Rebbe using a supernatural force to stop it. And now, back to the story. While the Alter Rebbe was in the fortress...
Rabbi, did you call me?
Yes. Tell me, Mr. Guard, have any of your prisoners, after they have been released, ever sent you any presents?
Yes. Yes, sometimes.
That is very good news for me. This means that some prisoners can be found innocent and get released from this dreadful prison.
On another occasion, the chief warden himself decided to visit the Alter Rebbe.
Hello, Rabbi. I'm Boris, the chief jail warden. I'm greatly impressed with the stories they tell me about you. You're obviously not an ordinary rebel. You see, Rabbi, I'm a man of great knowledge, and I'm very, very well versed in the Bible. I have a question to ask you. What is the meaning in the Torah, right after Adam and Chava sinned? Why did God ask Adam Ayekov, where are you? God surely knew where Adam was at that time, so why did God ask him this question?
Let me explain the answer to you. Hashem's question to the first created man is in fact Hashem's question to each and every human being, demanding constantly, what are you doing with your life now? Every person has been blessed with a certain amount of years to live. This is in order to fulfill the duty to God and to the fellow man. We have to ask ourselves daily, what have I accomplished today? For example, you, Mr. Chief Guard, you are 48 years old.
You must ask yourself, what good have I done in my life in the past 48 years?
Wow, Rabbi! I'm amazed at you. You know my exact age. I'm very impressed with you, and I'm also impressed with your explanation. Phew! Thank you very much.
Even the Tsar himself was personally interested to meet the Alter Rebbe.
I've heard of the amazing stories of how the rabbi in prison has conducted himself. I must pay him a visit by disguising myself as another investigator. I can't wait to meet him. Oh, Geba Kukveri Zongekumen. Look who just arrived in my cell, the Tsar himself. I must stand up and give him the honors that we must give to royalty.
Rabbi, why did you stand up for me when I walked in?
Well, I will explain. The sages teach us, Malchuso de Aro, Kei Malchuso de Rikia. The kingship on the earth is a copy of the kingship on the heaven. When your Imperial Majesty entered my cell, I felt a sense of trembling, something that I have not experienced with any of the other officials. So I knew that you are the Tsar in person.
Rabbi, you truly amaze me, and you are surely a holy man.
When the Alter Rebbe was taken to prison, he was cut off from the outside world. The Hasidim knew that he was taken to Peterburg, but they didn't know his exact location. After the story that impressed the chief warden of the jail, he somewhat became friendly with the Alter Rebbe.
Warden, may I ask you a personal favor?
Sure, Rabbi.
I'd like you to pass on a message to one of my Hasidim, to let my family know that I am still alive.
Sure, Rabbi, but how exactly should I do that? What is your plan?
Well, I would like you to walk in the streets of Peterburg and search for a Jew who is dressed in country-style clothing. His name is Yisroel Kosik, and he's my brother-in-law. Give him this.
However, when the Alter Rebbe told Rabbi Yisroel Kosik to travel immediately to Peterburg, Yisroel Kosik left Liarje in a hurry, and he mistakenly took with him somebody else's passport, which had another name on it. The officer is now walking in Peterburg.
Excuse me, sir. Are you Yisroel Kosik?
No, sir. No.
Oh, you really? I think you are lying. I will go back to the rabbi to see what to do next.
The officer left back to the fortress.
Rabbi, the person I met was not your brother-in-law.
Yes, I know what happened. Please go back tomorrow and find my brother-in-law. It will be him.
On the next day, Rabbi Yisroel Kosik was walking around the streets of Peterburg.
Hello again. Are you Yisroel Kosik?
Yeah, Dosimir. I am Yisroel Kosik.
Good. Now, please follow me to my house. I have a very important message to give you.
Yes, good day, sir. That's my Eppesgerden. It looks like he wants to give me something from the Alter Rebbe. I will follow him.
Rabbi Yisroel Kosik stood outside the officer's house. The chief warden enters his house and slams the door.
He's opening the window. I wonder why.
He threw something on the ground. Okay, I guess this is what he wants to give me. I'll put it in my pocket. I must run now and show it to the Hasidim.
Troil, wo bist du gewesen? Wer war you?
Eschein, Chevra. Listen, Hasidim. I have an important message from the Alter Rebbe, and it's in this little package here.
Rabbi Yisroel, quickly, open it. We want to all see. Oh, it's the Alter Rebbe's handwriting. He wrote the first pasuk of Kriyas Shema. You know what that means.
The Rebbe's alive.
The Rebbe's alive.
With Hashem's help, he'll be freed. Alle zusammen.
The Alter Rebbe did not eat any food in jail because nothing was kosher. One day, the warden of the prison comes to visit the Alter Rebbe.
Ah, I think you are a hunger striker. And if you don't eat, you, God forbid, will pass away, and then the outcome of the trial will be different. So I'm going to force feed you.
I am going to clench my teeth tight and not allow any of this non-kosher food, God forbid, to enter my mouth. Oh, here comes the chief warden of the jail.
Hey, you two guards are dismissed. Let me take over the situation. Rabbi, listen, why don't you want to eat this food? Are you on a hunger strike, huh?
No, not at all. Let me explain. The food here is not kosher, and the only food that I will eat, since I am now very weak, will be made of fruits like jam. However, it can only be prepared by a Jew.
And Rabbi, exactly how are you going to arrange that?
Well, here in Petersburg, there is a Jew called Mordechai Lepler. He has many dealings with the government officials. He is one of my followers, and he is the one I trust to prepare the jam in his kitchen.
Okay, Rabbi, I will do that right away.
After Mordechai Lepler met with the chief warden, he understood that the identity of the prisoner was none other than the Alter Rebbe. A continuous secret communication went on between them. A few days later, at one of the investigations...
Silence in the court!
Rabbi, are you a follower of the Baal Shem Tov?
Yes, Your Honor. Your Honor, I could have answered you no, but I will never deny my connection to the Baal Shem Tov, even for a moment, and I will not even verbally say so.
The court is adjourned!
One day, the Alter Rebbe had two unexpected visitors, the Baal Shem Tov and the Mizritcha Magid. Don't forget, they have already passed away many years earlier.
Yisroel Baal Shem Tov. Hi, mein Rebbe, Mizritcha Magid. Thank you for coming to visit me. But tell me, why is this happening to me? What is being demanded from me? And what have I done wrong to deserve to be locked up in jail?
Himshal Minyu, you have caused displeasure in Shemayim. You are spreading the hidden secrets of the terror, and you are revealing too much of the truth and the wisdom of Hasidus.
Does that mean that I should stop spreading Hasidus when I am released from here?
No. Since you have started, you cannot stop. On the contrary, when you'll be freed from here, you should continue to spread the teachings of Hasidus with even more vigor and with even more chayes.
Yes. I will do what you say with Hashem's help.
Reb Zalman, please repeat to us a maimer, a Hasidic discourse.
Hine, Hashchina was vetongerufen im Posse Mishem Mare.
Mein Talmid Reb Dovber, what we just heard is a word for word of the Maimer you heard from me. And to you, Reb Zalman, you will soon be brought before the judges. You should answer the questions, and with Hashem's help, the judges will receive the answers favorably, and you will soon be freed.
Later that week, during the cross-examination in the tiny Soviet, the Alter Rebbe was asked 22 questions.
Rabbi Baruchovich, why did you make changes to the already accepted prayers? What is the point of Hasidus? Why, in your interpretation to the Kabbalah, the term Malchus, which means sovereignty, you explain to be the lowest level of the divine light of God? Are you perhaps implying or hinting to be disrespectful to the imperial regime and sovereignty of our Tsar?
Not at all, Your Honor.
Rabbi Zalman, why did you send funds to Israel, which was perhaps a bribe to the Turkish authorities, who is our Majesty's Tsar's enemy?
That was not so, Your Honor.
And my final question to you is why in the first chapter of your writings of Tanya you speak of the lower level of souls of Gentiles as opposed to the higher spiritual level of the Jews? What are you trying to say?
Your Honor,
the court is adjourned for the day.
The Alter Rebbe gave a detailed reasoning to 20 of the 22 questions asked, and they were presented in a way that everybody accepted them. To the question of Malchus, the Alter Rebbe gave a long written reply in Hebrew, which was then to be translated into Russian, and it too was later accepted. However, when the interrogators came to the last question of comparing Jews to non-Jews, the Alter Rebbe remained silent, and all he did, as you just heard, was to smile to the interrogator. They understood why he just smiled, and the judges accepted his smile to be an answer to his question, and no more questions were asked. It was Erev Shabbos, Tezvov Kislev. Moshe Lepler heard from his friends in the highest levels of the government that the investigation was completed, and a positive verdict was about to be expected within a few days. 4 days later, on Yutes Kislev, November 27, 1798, 53 days after the Alter Rebbe's arrest, the door of the cell opens.
Zalman Borochovich, please rise. Vyusabodny pakinu Pietre Pavlov, skuik repost. Zalman Borochovich, by the order of the Imperial Majesty Tsar Paul, you have now been found innocent of all the charges, and you are now to be immediately released. And now, Rabbi, where would you like to go?
My wish is to take me to the house of Mordechai Lebler.
Okay, you got. Take the rabbi to where he wishes to go.
Unfortunately, the Alter Rebbe ended up entering the downstairs apartment, where again he was questioned about Hasidus and his Nusach of the city.
They deliver you into my den. Listen, why did you change the Nusach from Naritzach to Keser, huh?
Oy, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, get me out of here. This is worse than being in prison for 53 days.
As you heard, the Alter Rebbe was very uncomfortable there. It was only later that he went to the upstairs apartment, to the home of Mordechai Lepler. The news of the Alter Rebbe's release electrified the Jewish community in the capital, and the happiness of the Hasidim was boundless. They danced in the streets, and some of the Hasidim even rolled over in the snow, making kulos. Towards the evening of the next day, many Hasidim gathered in the bitter cold outside the house of Mordechai Lepler, waiting for hours to see the Alter Rebbe come out and say a maimon. That time finally arrives.
Shema yimponim el ponim. Just as water reflects the face, so does a man's heart respond to another. It is time for me to leave Petersburg.
The Alter Rebbe was accompanied by thousands of Hasidim. He arrived in Vitebsk on Tuesday, the second day of Hanukkah. Thousands of people waited to greet him, and he remained there for the whole Hanukkah. After Hanukkah, the Alter Rebbe traveled home to Liozhna, where thousands of Hasidim from the nearby towns welcomed him home. The Alter Rebbe immediately wrote a letter to Reb Levi Yitzchak Baditchov.
It is beyond description for me to recount all the wonders and miracles which Hashem has blessed me with. Who am I to have been chosen by Hashem to sanctify His name? The main battle was against the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov and his students. But Hashem has saved me, and it has been in the merit of Eretz Yisrael and its inhabitants, and also in the merit of the day of Yutes Kislev, and in the merit of the anniversary of the passing of our saintly master, the Mezritcher Maggid.
And as I was reading Tehillim Perik Nun Hei Posuk Yutes, Hod v'sholem nafshi mikrov, ki v'rabim hoyei modi, my cell door opens.
Zalman Borochovich, please rise. V'yu sabodni pakinu Pietre Pavlov,
I was liberated in peace. I complete this note in peace from Hashem, who is peace.
The Alter Rebbe sent a similar letter to Reborov, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. There were Hasidim who wished to write a Megillah like we do on Purim, to be read out publicly every Yutes Kislev. However, when they approached the Alter Rebbe for his permission to prepare it, listen to what he said.
No, no, I do not agree with this, because this day of Yutes Kislev will be fixed as an everlasting Yom Tov for Yidden. On this day, on which the great name of Hashem will be elevated, thousands of Yidden will be aroused to do tshuva and to worship Hashem. Yutes Kislev is engraved in the hearts of Yisrael in the world above and inscribed in the hearts of the Yidden in this world below.
Since the first Yutes Kislev, this day has been celebrated as a Yom Tov among Chabad Hasidim around the world, and this day is called Rosh Hashanah for Darkei Hasidus and Limud HaHasidus. We forbring enjoying a full meal, including eating some kasha, buckwheat, because we are celebrating what the Alter Rebbe actually ate in the prison. At the same time, we make good achlotas, positive resolutions, including taking upon ourselves to complete the Masechta, a part of Shas. It's also the time we begin learning the new yearly cycle of the Sefer Tanya. May we all merit that this Yutes Kislev we should celebrate in Yerushalayim in HaKadosh together with all the Rebbeim, beginning with the Baal Shem Tov, the Mezritcher Magid, the Alter Rebbe, the Mittel Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe Marash, the Rebbe Rashab, the Friedrich Rebbe, and the Rebbe Nesid Reino.
Oh!